It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. October 17th, 1933, Albert Einstein immigrates to the United States. 1961, IBM announced the IBM 7702 magnetic tape transmission terminal and the IBM 1013 card transmission terminal. They transmit and receive data over telephone lines at speeds up to 300 characters per second. 1962, Nick Holinek publishes the first paper describing light-emitting diodes, or LEDs. 1979, personal software released VisiCalc for the Apple II, price $99. 1981, Texas Instruments hosts an afternoon with the management of TI for Southern California area, TI-99-4 and TI-99-4A home computer users. Don Bynum, the personal computer division manager, and Brian Gratz, user group coordinator, are the masters of ceremony. 1985, Intel released the 8386DX microprocessor with support for clock frequencies up to 33 megahertz and the ability to address 4 gigabytes of memory, and support for virtual memory up to 64 terabytes. 1990, the Internet Movie Database was created. It started as 4 lists on rec.arts.movies, where Carl Needham created a series of Unix shell scripts to put them together, the first version, on the rec.arts.movies movie database. 1994, IBM begins restructuring its lines of personal computers from the 9 models down to 4. It also notified the public of several new models and says it would bring back the brand name many have long connected to the company, the IBM PC. 1996, Microsoft announced that it would cease development of Windows NT for systems using MIPS processors due to decreasing demand. And in 1998, Apple Computer released the Mac OS 8.5, the first version of the Mac OS to run only on Macs equipped with a PowerPC processor. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, AMD officially released the 1.2 GHz Athlon processor for $612 and the 800 MHz Duron processor for $172. 2005, Yahoo buys British company Where on Earth Limited, which provided location technology. 2006, ATI Technologies released the X1950 Pro graphics card. It replaces the X1900 GT in the competitive sub-$200 market segment. Also in 2006, Core Labs released version 0.95 beta of the Core Force Freeware Personal Firewall software for Windows. And Grant Stanley, administrator of the Elite Torrents BitTorrent tracker site, was sentenced to 5 months of prison, 5 months of home arrest, and $3,000 fine at the conclusion of Operation D-Elite. 2007, Steve Jobs officially announced that their App Store would allow independent third parties to create applications. The software development kit was expected to be ready by February, but didn't launch until March 6th of 2008. Also in 2007, Ticketmaster gets an injunction over RMG on their ticket sales website, and Amazon loses a patent for OneClick. The patent was first pulled on September 26, but now the patent was officially rejected. 2008, Magazines.com shuts down after their site had to pull digital copies of popular magazines. 2010, Luke Geisbühler and his 7-year-old son Max sent an HD camera and iPhone for GPS tracking attached to a weather balloon into the atmosphere. It traveled for 70 minutes before the balloon burst, but not without getting some awesome footage. 2011, Yahoo CTO Ramy Stat resigns. And in 2013, Windows 8.1 is released, a free upgrade to Windows 8 users and a paid update for those on Windows 7 or prior. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.